Sorry, I'm holding back a sneeze. I didn't want to sneeze in your ear. Oh, my gosh. It's the Monica J. Show, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. 884-9910. You want to get your calls in today if you would like to be on the show and talk about something. I have one question. I have a big question. Why do anti-Americans like Colin Kaepernick, Rose McGowan, George Lopez, people apologizing to Iran for the justifiable homicide of Soleimani, why are they here? Why do they continue to live in such a horrible country? I mean, honestly, all of these people are wealthy. Why haven't they packed up their belongings and moved to the Middle East, which we seem to be, you know, just such horrible people to? Oh, and by the way, if you didn't know this, a little flashback. Israel wanted to kill Al-Quds leader Soleimani a few years back, about 2015. But the then president, Obama, tipped off Iran. So who's the real traitor? Who is the real person that you should be disgusted with? All this money out there, all this money in Hollywood, and yet people just continue to criticize this country and the president and the American people that voted for him. I don't understand. Rosie O'Donnell, Bette Midler. The list goes on and on. I haven't seen it yet because I refused and refuse from here on out to watch any awards show. I used to be all over those. I refuse to watch those now. But I keep seeing the you must watch Ricky Gervais and his opening. So I'm going to have to go download that and see that. But it's just, it's crazy. I mean, if I had their money and I felt that way, yeah, I'd move to Costa Rica or something. Go buy your own little island. Go be a Richard Branson and you can have your own little island and make your own rules. Just incredible. 884-9910. Let's go to the phone lines and check in with Jean this morning. Has some thoughts on anti-Semites. Hello, Jean.
Good morning, Monica. I agree with what you're talking about. And I even think that our government has been infiltrated. And we have anti-Semitics in there, people who not only hate America, but hate the Jewish people. And that if, unless America wakes up and quits looking at the Democratic Party as love and look at them as cold-blooded, premeditated murders, in my opinion, with those that infanticide and the abortion and some of the other stuff that's going on, and they call us Hitler, that's the definition of Hitler. They're anti-Semitic and killing Jews. That's the definition to me of Hitler, what Hitler did. So I think they need to shut the hell up on us Republicans and us, you know, people that voted for Trump, and look at their own, and what my opinion is, stupid, ignorant, foolish selves, and see what the Democrat Party really is and what really is going on in this country and in the world. And shut up before before they speak. That's my opinion.
Jean, thank you so much for your opinion, because that was right on. You know, and I wish more people would call in and voice their opinions. 884-9910. Jean, it's so important that people like you stand up for everybody. And just so people know, in case they didn't see it in the mainstream media, that Ilhan Omar was actually doing fundraising after the death of Soleimani. She was calling for people to donate to her campaign so she could be reelected and move on with her anti-American sentiments. This is what's going on. You know, we're getting ready to celebrate Abraham Lincoln, one of the greatest presidents of all time. And one of his best quotes, I put in, I was just working on this because the Washoe County Lincoln Day dinner is coming up very shortly, in just a few weeks. It's on January 25th. I just did the ad for this, so it's fresh in my mind. January 25th, it's going to be at the Atlantis. And we're going to be celebrating a man that, for all the good that he did, he was assassinated. And there were rhinos in the Republican Party then, just so you know. You really have to go back into history and you have to learn what people were trying to do to this country, even back then. I mean, it's pretty incredible. But one of his best quotes. But was it a quote? Or was it a premonition? America will never be destroyed from the outside. Now you tell me, is that a quote or is that a premonition? 25th of January, if you'd like to attend the Lincoln Day dinner and celebration, log on to washogop.com and you can get your tickets there. Great speaker, actually a PhD, Mr. Butters, from Hillsdale College. One of the only colleges in this country that actually teaches you about the Constitution and about what it means to have a country like America. 884-9910. Let's go back to the phone lines and check in with Kim this morning about, those who live in Hollywood. Hey, Kim.
Hi, Monica. How are you today?
I am doing fabulous. I hope you are doing just as good.
I am doing great. It is a beautiful, lovely, sunny day.
So much for winter.
I know. I'll take the sunshine. Sorry.
No, I know. What are your thoughts on Hollywood?
You know what? They are not even in our tax bracket. I don't think that they should be talking, to be voting. What our opinions should be, I don't think that they should be dictating what we can and cannot do. I don't think that they should be shaming people. And as far as I'm concerned, I think people should not watch TV anymore, because all they do is regurgitate, and they're very, very bad at it.
Mm-hmm.
And what's his name? This is how much I think of him. The guy that is Al Pacino or, what is his name?
Oh, okay, now you did it to me.
Okay. He's an old
Robert
man.
De Niro.
I get it. His balls are dropping. The penis is shrinking. He's just an angry old man. And he should keep his mouth shut. De Niro, that's the fool. That's the fool.
Yep, Robert De Niro.
And speaking of fools, Obama is a fool. He did nothing for this country. Mm-hmm. And now he's on TV as a Netflix or whatever person. His Obamacare, he did nothing but send every man, woman, and child, and the whole alphabet, a monthly medical bill, if they needed it or not. He gave millions of dollars away. Now we have this Buttigieg who has stepped up to Hollywood. He should not even be allowed to represent a whole lot of people. Because he could not even defend Tulsi Gabbard. As a military man, that is his sister. He shamed her.
Yeah. It just shows that these people are starting to show their true colors. Kim, I got to let you go, but thank you for the opinions on Hollywood. And you are so right. I mean, these people have no sense of reality. What is the real world? And I wish more people would take your advice and just turn off these shows. You know, they're destroying a great show, Party of Five, about a couple that was killed and their kids had to raise themselves. And now they've turned it into the common, you know, we're going to change the parents and we're going to just, you know, we're going to make it the whole illegal immigrant theme and play on people's sympathies that way. And we're going to deport the parents because all the kids were born here in the USA. It just, Hollywood disgusts me. I do a lot more reading now. 884-9910. Tim, Monty, stay on the line. We'll be back. We got to take a quick break, but we'll be back with more of your comments and concerns here on The Monica Jay Show, your live and local FM talk show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. It's The Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. And this just in, Trump has been found guilty of obstructing socialism and globalism. Gotcha there. It's The Monica Jay Show indeed. And I just got an email from Vance. This is not good. Says he went by Pickett Park and tents are starting to pop up once again. So on the line at 884-9910, we have Tim McGivney from Quality of Life Reno. Tim, thank you so much for calling in. How's your week starting?
Hey, Monica. Starting all right. Starting busy. I'm out and about, going around town. And that's right. Yeah, Pickett Park is one of the areas that these homeless camps are going back into the park. What we need to advocate for is ticketing or citing people when they're doing these park cleanups. They're not giving out any citations from my understanding, and so all they're doing is saying, you know, you got to move, you can't be in the park. So what do? They take anything they want, leave all their garbage so the city cleans it up for them, then they come back in and just put their tents back down. We need to be ticketing people. Enforcement doesn't work without enforcement.
Without consequences. I mean, we've raised a whole generation of no consequence kids. So, yeah. Tim, you and Quality of Life Reno have been working with Stall Cop from the Reno Police Department and the cleanup crews, actually. What are they doing now? Are they still working with you, or how's that situation going?
They tell us what we want to hear, and then they just don't act on it. So they just tell you things that they're, oh, yeah, we're doing this date, and they'll give us a date, so we'll hold off on pushing anything, and then we go back to check after the date, and it's the same situation. We ask what happened, and nothing's moved. Actually, Stall Cop's not going to be in the position that he was anymore. We're getting a new guy in there. A lieutenant, and I forget his name offhand, but he's going to be in charge of that. So he's someone we're going to be in contact with, and of course we have high hopes for him. But we'll see what happens. We'll be in contact with him and supporting their efforts in any way that we can.
Well,
to get
I hope
this
it's
stuff
not
cleared out.
I hope it's not an internal thing. That yeah, I'll work with them. You know, one of those things, and then just once again telling you what you want to hear, because this stuff has to be done. We're seeing still more pictures of that's the problem. We're seeing more pictures of people going in now to the clean parks that have been cleaned up because, well, gosh, everybody wants a clean environment. But also for the fact that you've got a lot more parks that you're working on that haven't even been touched yet.
Yeah, there are. There are more parks. And again, if they're just moving around, it's, you know, they've got to be ticketed if they're not in an area where they're allowed to be, which is they've grown kind of down along the area near Record Street. But they're trying, I think they're trying to figure out an area where it's designated that it can be monitored, where they're allowed to camp. Which would be in compliance. So if they're not in the designated area, everyone else should be getting cited in court dates.
Well, that's the problem with Mother Nature, Tim, is she is working against you because the bitter cold is not moving people, you know, to go find that interior shelter. So they're continuing to live just willy-nilly along wherever they can throw up a tent. Is the city, have you seen them take any positive actions?
So far as at least cleaning up and cleaning up the parks, we have, you know, they've said that they want to clean up the parks and that they're not allowed to be camping there on the parks or the river. So at least they've acknowledged that. I think that's a step in the right direction. Is it perfect in the way that I would want it to go and the most effective way to do it? I don't think so. But we are seeing action. We're seeing them, you know, starting to, some from the police officers that we're talking with, they're fed up with what's going on. They don't want to be out babysitting grown people. So they're fed up with it. What they need to realize is that without ticketing them is, you know, it's kind of just, right, for now it's just moving them around.
I thought it very interesting that an update was put out, or a recap of 2019 and photos, and it had this wonderful photo of an ambassador helping a homeless person. And it was a picture of somebody standing on their little Segway, just leaning down and saying something to somebody. What, you can't even get off your Segway? What is that?
Yeah, hopefully. They're getting fed up too. Actually, they were. We ended up talking with those guys. We talked with the ambassadors, and they were sending us some people. They're fed up, too, with the people not wanting to help. So they're just, you know, what are they to do? They're just out there to round them up and push them off certain properties at certain times. They know what
certain
it takes.
Properties,
they know it takes sobriety.
Yep, certain properties at certain times. You summed it up right there, Tim. So
yeah.
Thank you so much.
We have one call to action. If we could get everybody take, I said this last week, we need the community's help. We need you guys calling in code enforcement. Call in Reno Direct. If you call in Reno Direct, if you have an RV on your street, if you see a tent, if you see, you know, if it's always coming from us, they just sometimes blow us off. We end up, we go through with it, but we need the community's help. Everyone take your neighborhood and make it a neighborhood that you're proud of. Call this stuff in.
Call and
this
log
stuff
on.
In. email us at qol-reno.org.
And log on to qol-reno.org and get the latest edition of the Reno Hot Sheet, which has some great information on there. Tim McGivney, Quality of Life Reno, thank you so much for joining
us
today and giving us that update. Speaking of updates, we got a Fox News update right now on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. It's the Monica J. Show, 884-9910. Monty, you got to stay on the line if you want to get on the air today. Just giving Monty a bad time. All right. Thank you, Vance. Vance just reminded me that with Obama ratting out the Israelis to Iran's mucky mucks because they were going after Soleimani back in 2015. But have you noticed that Obama's been laying kind of low since this is all happening? You know, all the Hollywood types and, you know, other politicians are getting involved and saying that it was an act of terrorism on our part. Nothing from Obama, though. Curious. Hey, if you want to get involved, if you want to make sure that it is a MAGA landslide or CAG landslide, keep America great, keep our president in place, because it's not about a phone call, because they already had him impeached before the phone call and before the transcript ever came out. Please give me a break. Lincoln Day dinner for Washoe County is on January 25th, and you can get tickets. But there's more. I will have the honor of sitting with Ken Gray at his table at the Lyon County Lincoln Day dinner. Lyon County Commissioner, absolutely adore him. Carson City Lincoln Day dinner. Where I will have the honor of speaking at the event is on February 15th. So you can find out more information. Just, you know, hit search for Northern Nevada Lincoln Day dinners. Go to all of them if you can. This is how we're going to win. We get together. We have these wonderful events. We talk to each other. We put our strategy in place and we take America back. Maybe it should be TAB, not MAGA or CAG. It should be TAB. Take America back. Because we've already lost the majority of it to socialism. Look around you. I mean, seriously, look around you. Plastic straws being banned, paper coffee cups being banned, people telling you how much salt you can have, if you can have trans fats, if you can drink a 32-ounce Big Gulp. The kids are already being indoctrinated. Capitalism is racist. Everything that comes out of a white person's mouth is racist. It's already happened. We have to take it back. And your voice to do that is right here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. It's your voice at 884-9910. All right. Some things where your voice should be heard, and that is, well, meetings that are coming up. I know. Nobody wants to go to meetings. Well, guess what? You have to. So if you live up in Incline Village, tonight is the IVGID administration building. They're having their CAB meeting. The Citizens Advisory Board. It's at 5:30 tonight. That's the thing I love about Citizens Advisory Boards. At least they meet at a time that is realistic. Everybody else, eh. They're going to be reviewing a variance request for a Crystal Bay lakefront parcel. You can actually go in and look at their agenda. Washoe County Planning Commission meeting. These are so important. It makes you really look at what's going on in the county, in the city, before it gets to the commission and the council. You really need to go to these planning commission meetings. Because once it makes it to the commission, once it makes it to the council, unless you can get a lot of people going and a lot of people calling in, their minds are already made up. So Washoe County Planning Commission meeting tomorrow night, 6 p.m., Washoe County Commission Chambers. So tonight, it's at the administration building for the Incline Village General Improvement District. Tonight, 5:30. Tomorrow night, Planning Commission at the Washoe County Commissioner's Chambers. And that one's at 6. Oh, I'm sorry. I missed a word. Sorry, Vance. Socialism, communism, progressivism, leftism, it all falls into the same realm of Nazism. Which is quite interesting because of the fact that most Republican or most Democrats and those on the left will refer to as Republicans and the president as Nazis. They refer to the president as Hitler. Yet it's the officials, the elected representatives on the left that are doing the things that Hitler and the Nazis did. So, It's a way, it's how they confuse you. It's how they confuse you. Don't be confused. Find out more for yourself. I have two new websites that I need to get on my list of recommended websites for you. Conservapedia, Conservapedia. I found this and they have got some really awesome articles on the far left and people that, you know, the globalists that you didn't really know they were globalists. And who the globalists prefer. Because if a certain group is supporting these people, that's when you need to watch out. Globalists preferred Jeb Bush. Well, duh. His dad is like one of the total masterminds of it. They prefer John Kasich, Marco Rubio, and Ted Cruz. I'm always talking about George Soros and Bloomberg, but you know what? If you haven't picked up on the fact, the Koch brothers are globalists as well. That's why they couldn't stand and just virulently opposed Donald Trump. Because he is America First, which is just the best. So if you need a little extra information, they've got great articles here. Hollywood values, benefits of capitalism, quantum mechanics, global warming, materialism. They've got some really good articles here. So again, that's conservapedia.com. Another one is bearingarms.com. Bearingarms.com. Because it's not just Virginia that is going through this whole Second Amendment thing. Just about every state out there. Is having their issues. California, California and New York are lost causes. I'm sorry. They still need our support, but they're lost causes. Florida, on the other hand, they're having to deal with red flag orders. Virginia, Nevada. It's going around. And the thing that gets me the most is you have someone running for president who is literally just trying to buy the presidency. Trump did the work. Trump started out in a field of, what, 23 candidates? And literally just knocked them all out. He went to the debates. He spoke his mind. He had rallies that just kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger because he was saying what the American people wanted to hear, and he's still saying it. But rather than just saying it, he did it. Promises made, promises kept. Bloomberg, on the other hand, he's not doing the debates. He's not doing the town hall meetings. And his belief from Mr. Gun Control, I love this, Gun Control Sugar Daddy. After the shooting at the West Freeway Church of Christ in White Settlement, Texas, he took the opportunity to blast the idea that the average American, oh, you mean us, you and me, that the average American has the right to bear arms for self-defense. Even Elizabeth Warren says she's horrified to think that people could be carrying weapons when she's in church. You know, I would hate to just be sitting anywhere near these people in church just for the basic fact that don't they supposedly take an oath that they will uphold and defend the Constitution of the United States of America? Yeah, I don't want to be walking anywhere near these people because I have a feeling that lightning strikes are going to come at some point. Just a thought. It's the Monica Jay Show, live and local FM talk for all of Northern Nevada. Your calls at 884-9910. We'll be back with more of your emails and more of your suggestions right after this. I got to pay the bills somehow. Sorry, I'm just flipping through my new book, making noise here. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. It's the Monica Jay Show. Just got this in the mail. I'm so excited to read it. Got a little timely update on it. It's called The Naked Communist. I thought, oh, this is cool. Is this a new book? No, actually. Comes to find out that this book was originally copyrighted in 1958. This book has been around. Used to be a staple on people's bookshelves. But then the propaganda started catching hold. The media was controlled. And look where we are now. Unfortunately, you're not allowed to hear the truth on college campuses. So, PragerU, Dennis Prager, and Adam Carolla put together a documentary called No Safe Spaces. Thank you for all the emails for the people that went and saw it here. Appreciate that. Everybody's saying this is a must-see. This is, you got to go see this. Well, I went online and it says No Safe Spaces reopening in 71 new theaters. So it had it run. It had its run and then it went by the wayside. And now in some theaters, it's coming back because of the demand for it. So I went in and I saw that Nevada is on the list for replaying. Yeah, not in Northern Nevada. Sorry. You're going to have to wait until it comes out on DVD or that you can download it. This is a must watch for everybody. So is Agenda. Agenda 1 and 2. There's two parts. Actually, there's two DVDs. Because it is so important. And knowing that the socialists and the left already have not only the universities, but elementary school as well, K through 12. And they are destroying it, especially here in Washoe County. Being proud of increased numbers in graduation rates is absolutely ridiculous when the ACT scores continue to go down. It's the damning down of the kids, especially here in Washoe County. And people are proud of that. Proud of it. Got an email from Dan. Couldn't agree more with your Washoe County schools. Moved here from one of the best high schools in the country, down in San Mateo, to Reno High in 74. Absolutely terrifying the difference. Regularly teach fitness and self-defense to kids. Good for you. Good for you, Dan. Had the pleasure of working with a credentialed teacher from McQueen in a meeting group of attorneys, asked me if she was even literate. Scary that she had a mountain of fake degrees and self-serving awards. Fake degrees and self-serving awards. Huh. Sounds like our last superintendent. Just doing a little housekeeping note here, asking if my producer can put back the my clock. I'd appreciate that. But this is what it's all about. Being truthful. Being honest. Because if we just let this stuff slide, we're going to be in bigger trouble than we already are. We're just letting it slide. And who's going to suffer for that? The kids. They're already suffering. It is so important that we take back the education system in this country. And we not only teach the Constitution, but we teach the Bill of Rights, and we teach the Federalist Papers, and we teach real history. History that means something. We've got to do it. All of us, not just parents, we all have to do it.